Recently, our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, went to see a play called Letters to My Grandma, and it compelled her to do something a little different with her review. She's going to begin at the end. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
What exactly does that mean?
It means I'm going to tell you my opinion up front.
All right.
Okay? So I'm going to say that Letters to My Grandma by Anushree Roy is a wonderful piece of theater, and it should not be missed. Go now, but wait for the end of the review.
Duly noted.
Please.
Now, you felt the same way about Ms. Roy's first play, Piazza.
Piazza.
You saw that last fall.
I did. She's a veritable writing machine. Miss Roy is of South Asian descent, and that's the world she knows well and writes about. Piazza was about the caste system in India and how people coped. Letters to My Grandma is the story of two women, Malabi and her grandmother. When the play opens, it's Malabi's wedding day. She has the latest letter from her grandmother, but for some reason she hesitates opening and reading it. And we find out by the end of the play how important this letter is to Malabi.
Hmm.
This letter, this leads Malabi to think back over the years of letters between the two of them and their relationship and how her grandmother and the events that shaped both of them. Part of the play flashes back to India during the Second World War. And the other part is present-day Toronto and India. The World War II part is particularly harrowing. We see Malabi's grandmother as a young woman in war-torn India. She's just given birth to a daughter 5 hours before, and she is frantically trying to leave the country. Her husband abandoned her a few days before that. Her family has left her, and they're about to escape to safety on a boat. And this woman is alone and desperate to try and get on that boat as well. How she copes and deals with this problem is gripping, thanks to Anushree Roy's sharp, compelling writing. And how informative. India during the war is not something that has been covered on Toronto stages.
Mm.
Anushree Roy addresses that.
What is Malabi's story here?
Malabi's story. That's the part that takes place in present-day Toronto.
Okay.
We get a clear insight into the immigration experience in this section. Malabi has arrived with her family from India. The grandmother did not come with them because she lives in a nursing home in India. So through Malabi's eyes, we see how she and her family cope with unhelpful immigration officers, a shady person who took their money in exchange for easy passage to Canada, promising to cut through the red tape and reneging on all of it, and dealing with a complicated phone system to call India to talk to her grandmother. You know, we all been there, dealing with a frustrating automated phone system. You know, press 1 for English.
Please hold.
Press 2 for Hindi. Whatever. All of this is handled by Anushree Roy with insight and sharp humor. You know, for its seriousness, this play is very funny. Interestingly, it's Malabi and not her mother who seems to be taking care of her grandmother, although by long distance. You know, I wondered why, so perhaps that should be addressed in a later draft. So Malabi deals with her grandmother's medication problems. She deals with the caring nurses by phone, and she does it with resolve, patience, humor, and tenacity.
An awful lot going on here.
Yes.
I mean, you're going back and forth in time and back and forth across
very
the planet.
Very clear. Very clear. It's very clearly
done. So it's not a lot to take in, then.
It isn't a lot to take in. And she's such an efficient, clear writer. She's packed all the information into 45 minutes without any of it seemingly being cramped or rushed. Even for a short play, her characters are finely drawn, multi-layered, complex, and quick-witted. The thing that I love especially is that all her characters, whether here or in Piazza, her first play, is their tenacity. They just don't give up.
Hmm.
You know, how the grandmother saved herself and her baby is truly gripping. How Malabi copes with those fraught, frustrating times when she and her family have just arrived in Toronto is done with humor and a refusal to despair. Every problem is met head on with that resilient attitude. Lessons we can all take.
So she's a great writer.
Yes.
But she also stars in Letters
to My Grandma.
She stars
in this. She does this.
And this is a one-woman show.
It's a one-woman multi-character show. Yes, she does
lot,
all of this. It's
got a lot going on.
It's a masterful performance. You know, with a turn of her body and a stooping of their posture and a gasp for each breath, she becomes the grandmother. With a bright, open-eyed look, straight stance, she is Malabi. The quick body language is impressive. The ability to be still is absolutely compelling. It's beautifully directed by Thomas Morgan Jones, but at its center is the magical Anushree Roy. She's one person to watch and a valuable addition to our theater scene.
Do you want to read your plug there at the very beginning again, why this is such a great thing? The fact that, I mean, you usually end with this great, so people go out and they think, well, that's what Lynn thought.
Are you ready?
Here we go.
Go and see this play. It's a wonderful piece of writing, a terrific production, a wonderful performance as well. Do not, please do not, miss this.
Politeness.
It's important.
Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.